Numbers chapter 33, verse 1 to 34, verse 29. East Bank, last look. What I mean is that we're with the Hebrews, Moses addressing the Hebrews on the east bank of the Jordan, just before he dies and just before they enter Canaan. They cross the Jordan and so on. Before I leave this passage, before we leave this passage, I want to take a last look, and what I mean by that is a new covenant book, and try to apply it to myself, to those of us who are believers, and to churches. The church needs to hear, the believers need to hear today, these words from the East Bank. Clearly, it's a very important time for Israel. This is of high significance for them. God has brought to them, to their attention, and he's made a record of it, he's commanded a record of it, their past and their future. And the question I want to ask is, how can we apply this to ourselves in the new covenant? I've tried to do it from time to time in going through these discourses, but let's do it now. Now, there's of course, there is a tremendous discontinuity between the old covenant and the new, but there is some continuity. And let's take the principles and apply them to ourselves. The first thing is I would point out that all this was done at the Lord's command. You will see this in chapter 33, verse 2, and chapter 34, verse 29. But I choose those verses because that's the opening of the discourse, the passage, and it's the closure, the ending of the passage. And from beginning to end, and through the middle too, it's the Lord said to Moses. Moses says to Israel, but the Lord has commanded it. This is what the Lord wants. All of it from beginning to end, throughout, is of the Lord. And the Lord must be the dominant note here. Israel's history is wonderful. Moses has done this. But it's not men we praise. It's the Lord. And these people, the Hebrews, and we, brothers and sisters, we have a past. We must look back and see that past and see the hand of God in it. God wants us to record and remember these things. You see, John Newton put it this way. His love in time past forbids me to think that he'll leave me at last in trouble to sink. Each sweet Ebenezer I have in view confirms his good pleasure to see me quite through, to help me quite through, to bring me quite through. That's Newton's take on it. His eyes at what? Nor let his mercies lie, forgotten in unthankfulness. No, let's not forget the Lord's mercies. Of course, he's based that on Psalm 103. That's what the Lord says. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Remember the past, but also the future. You've heard me say, if you've listened to any discourses of mine, that when I come to die, I want those around me to read Romans 8 to me. There is no condemnation. There is no accusation against the saints. There is no separation from the love of Christ. That's the future. Come life, come death, come whatever. Christ is all. And we shall never be separated from the love of God. And we must think about these things. The love of God in Christ. Think about these things. This is what the Hebrews are being told, and we must be told it, and we need to do it. To think upon these things, the Lord's dealing with us. He's loved us with an everlasting love. He chose us in eternity past. He saved us in time. He brought us to know Christ, and he will lead us into everlasting glory. And what can we learn from going on? Well, the Hebrews had to learn this. Whatever you do when you go into Canaan, separation is the key word. Remember that. Don't make any truck or any treaty with the pagans. We know how they failed in that. But don't make any truck or have any truck or make any treaty with the pagans. Don't compromise the temple, the tabernacle, the worship, the priesthood, sacrifices. Don't compromise it with paganism. Whatever you do, stay separate. It's your land. You must not get mixed up with the pagans. Drive them out. Now, of course, in New Covenant terms, This is what we should be. Come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. You are the called out ones. I have called you, drawn you out of the miry pit. Don't go back into it. I have saved you from this present evil age. Galatians 1:4. Don't compromise with this evil, wicked age. No truck with paganism then. Then again, the Hebrews were going into warfare, and we're engaged in a warfare. Theirs was a material, carnal warfare. I don't mean carnal in the wrong sense, but a military one. Our warfare is spiritual. Well, you say that. No, listen. Our warfare is spiritual. And it's spiritual weapons in spiritual way, not carnal. The church professing religion has ruined this down the centuries. Mixing up the two covenants, the Crusades and all these things, Inquisition, all this nonsense. And Protestants have been mixed up in it as well. Politics and all the rest of it. No, my friend. The weapons of our warfare are spiritual, not carnal. 2 Corinthians 10, 1-5. We're engaged in spiritual matter, Ephesians 6 and so on. And our confidence, thirdly, our confidence must be in God. We must be separate, no truck with paganism. Our warfare is not carnal, but spiritual, but it is a real warfare, and we must fight. And our confidence must be in God, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, Zechariah 4, verse 6. And we must be obedient to God and his word. That was another great feature of this East Bank. When you go over there, do what I say. I'm laying it down in scripture. Don't compromise. Obey me. And obedience. John 14, 15 and 16 particularly. So 13 as well. 17. If you read it, you will see it's all about obedience to Christ and his law. If a man loves me, he will keep my commandments. Blessed are ye. If you know these things, blessed are you. If you do them, whatever he says to you, do it, says Mary at the John chapter 2, the wedding in Cana. Let's rely upon God. Let's be obedient to God. That's the message of the East Bank. Let's have Ebenezers. Lord, you've helped me here. You've helped me there. And I know you'll go on to help me. We must conquer, and we shall conquer in Christ. We must look back, but not dwell in the past. Our future is before us, my friend. We must press on and keep pressing on and keep on pressing on until the end. Reach the tape and reach the finishing line. This is the message of the East Bank. You are poised to go over. I know it's a fearful thing. I know you've got struggles and doubts and questions, but go on. The Lord has blessed you in the past. But the Lord is faithful. The Lord will keep his word. He will not compromise. He means what he says, and he says what he means. Obey him and follow him and trust him. How good is the God we adore. Our faithful, unchangeable friend. His love is as great as his power and knows neither measure nor end. 'Tis Jesus, the first and the last, whose spirit shall guide us safe home. We'll praise him for all that is past. And trust him for all that is to come. Well, I can't help reminding myself of Cowper's hymn, sweet truth and easy to repeat. But when my faith is sorely tried, I prove myself a learner yet, unskillful, weak, and apt to slide. I confess it. But may God give me grace, and I hope, brother and sister, you'll feel the same. To go on in the strength of the Lord. For all his mercies past, let us praise him. For all that is to come, let us trust him and obey him and please him by his Spirit in all things. For his glory. Amen.